damages produced by X-rays, but it was 50 to 100 times too much dose, okay? That's why Edison came up with screens a year after Rinkin discovered X-ray. The doses are way too high. We're frying people, you know? What good is seeing internal structures if you're cooking them? You know? One of those. So, again, phosphorus. Materials that give off light after stimulation. Now, it doesn't have to be X-ray. When we go into fluoroscopy down the road, they have phosphors in your fluoroscopy, which is dynamic X-ray. They also use phosphors, but they are stimulated by electrons moving quickly. Okay? So we'll talk about that. But screens. For all practical purposes, we use screens with film. And we're going to go into that.
Do they use screens with computer...
Digital?
Yeah.
No, there are no screens. There's no film. With CR, computerized radiography, yes. There's screens and there's just a plate that's in there that it reads off of. Okay? But with digital, there are no screens and there is no film.
Now, is digital the one where you've got to pick the...
the format or something?
No, the
chambers?
Yes.
Chambers? That's phototiming. That is different. Phototiming still is the same concept, digital or regular. Photocells are...
Oh, okay. So I thought that was only used with one kind of... No, that could be for anything.
Yeah, phototiming. For PHS, we energize these to be over long. Okay. If you do a lateral chest or a spine, this one is energized.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay? When you phototime, which is everywhere out there, your position becomes critical. If you're doing a lumbar spine, especially obliques, you set the KVP to 75 for the contrast you want, black and white. You better be over the spine, or it's going to be too light. If it's soft tissue, and that's what I mean about taking the 5 seconds and going to the head of the table and getting your perspective. When you're doing lumbar spines, which you guys are on right now, the best advice I can give you lab-wise, is go to the head of the table. When the patient's in an RPO position, you with me? I look at the patient, I know the bigger the pons of the abdomen, they're over here, okay? But the spine is still posterior. You with me? So what I do is I go to the head of the table and I palpate the patient's spinous process. In an RPO position, I palpate the spine. I know the vertebral body is approximately 2 inches to the right. I center over that. Do you understand what I'm telling you? When they're in an RPO, spinous process, I know the vertebral body is just to the left, I mean the right, and I center over that. Oblique spines are some of the most repeated beyond chest films out there. So I used to give in-services to technologists as well as students over county or wherever. Okay? We would have a trash bin, not a trash bin, a reject bin, and we'd look through there and try to do a reject analysis to see where do technology students need help in their positioning. Why are we repeating so many chests? Why are we repeating so many oblique lumbars? And you try to, you know, improve and reduce the repeat rate, trying to keep it under 10% per department. Now we've gone digital. I heard something, a tech told a student about what people are doing with digital. They're not collimating. And that was a little disturbing. Now that we have a digital plate that is 17 by 17, which is all electronic sensors in here, 9 million of them, okay, and you get the patient up here, we still need to collimate to the patient for radiation protection ALARA guidelines.
You know what, I got my chest x-ray done last Saturday,
yeah. And
what was interesting is when they moved the board, the
automatically goes
with him, and he just went and took the film. Like, he did an abdomen and a chest on me, and he did not call me at anything. It took like maybe 2 minutes to do this whole series, but because they were moving together, he didn't touch anything, he just went and took back and
that was just it. Yeah, we still need to be collimating to the patient's heart if you need to calm me down. I mean, if you do a little kid especially, You know, heaven forbid you do a first trimester with pregnant female. You usually do have sex, yeah. Yeah, astenic, hypostenic, stenic average, hyperstenic, yeah, settings. And wait, basically what that does is bump up or down accordingly. Okay? And again, we know that we need a 30% change in mass to have most positions. So you learn to manipulate. I remember going to a county when I phototyped for shoulders, I found due to the optical density that the films were turning out, I was shot a minus one. These are the kinds of things that you write down in your little notepad from A to Z. I'm doing a shoulder, I'm doing S, or whatever you want to alphabetize it, and you have these little helpful hints. And don't try to memorize everything in your head. Especially if I were to do that, when I went into special procedures, there are so many catheters and guide wires, and there was just so much. We have a room bigger than this, and every wall of it had cabinets all the way around, and they were full of stuff that we used. Everything from needles to guide wires to catheters, and it's overwhelming. So you have to write down, for this procedure, you need this. For this doctor, we need this. And this is helpful notes. Confucius said the oldest thing is better than the best memory. Write it down. There's a lot of truth to that. You know? Journalists, could you imagine? Let's see, I just got an hour interview with somebody, and now I've got to type it. They couldn't do it. Okay? You've got to write stuff down. Key points.
Yeah, I'm going to love it.
Yeah. It is break time. I think Ryan is pretty comfortable. There'll probably be a meeting. Again, he's a recent grad. He's going to talk to you about the clinic. If you have questions about the clinic, he's going to give you from a student's perspective. All right.